You know, a guy is having a good week when we have him on to talk about not one, but three stories that he's filed over the past 3 days. And such is the case as we welcome in Detroit News, Michigan Capitol reporter Craig Mauger to the Paul W. Smith Show. Craig, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's like you're on a Peloton bike that's actually touching the earth with what you're doing up there in Lansing. We know that the Whitmer campaign, perhaps improperly, was raising money and ignoring limits on personal contributions because she has been the focus of recall petitions, questionably whether or not those are legit and active recalls, but nevertheless, there you have it. But she could have to return that money. Tell me how much we're talking about and whether it would really put a dent in her ability to seek reelection from a monetary standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about $3.4 million. As of July 20th, the governor's reelection campaign reported having $10 million on hand. So 3.4 is a huge chunk of that. You know, if she has to return this money or donate it to some other entity because none of these recalls actually took shape, that's going to be a problem for her. However, none of the Republican candidates who will be her potential opponents in 2022 have raised that much money at all, so she's still going to have a large financial advantage regardless. It's just a matter of how large it's going to be.
Well, and we don't yet know what the punishment's going to be. I mean, I question about whether it's real punishment. For instance, if she has to transfer that money to, let's say, the state Democratic Party, and they can just turn around and use that money to buy ads favoring a Whitmer candidacy, you know, vote for Gretchen ads, is it really punishment?
Yeah, I don't think it is a punishment. I think the Secretary of State's office is just kind of saying, hey, this is how the law works. You raise this money, you know, with a potential recall on the radar. Now you've got to either, you know, give it back to the donors or you've got to give it to some other entity. And if it goes to the Democratic Party, you know, this is the wild part. The Democratic Party could use the money to benefit not just Governor Gretchen Whitmer's reelection, but Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's reelection, whose office is, you know, weighing what happens with this.
Right. Normally, there is a cap on how much an individual can contribute of $7,100, $7,150 during any election cycle. Governor Whitmer got donations, $250,000 from five individual donors, Mark Bernstein, Governor J.B. Pritzker out of Illinois, and others. I mean, that's considerable, though, if she would have to return the money to the donors. Now, that would be real punishment.
Yeah, that would be taking that money that was, you know, technically not properly raised toward the election off the table, at least momentarily. But, I mean, even if she gave it back to those donors could turn around and give the money to the Democratic Party or some other entity or some super PAC that's set up to benefit Gretchen Whitmer. So, I mean, the way the campaign finance system is at this moment, these large donors are always going to have avenues to get the money into a race to benefit their preferred candidate.
The other thing that she did on Friday was she vetoed two bills, neither of which actually would in any way affect someone's ability to register to vote, to get an absentee ballot, or to vote in person. The one that really raised my eyebrows was one that would give local clerks more clout to clean the deadwood off the qualified voter file, to get dead people off the rolls. And that's something that passed 31-4 in the Senate. It had broad bipartisan support, Craig. What is up with this?
Yeah, I think what is up with this is the governor has made the decision that any bills that the Republican legislature is putting forward on election reforms that aren't thoroughly negotiated with her administration, she's going to veto. And any bill that's kind of rooted in their efforts to make changes after the 2020 election, she's going to veto, no matter what it is, no matter if Democrats supported it. She is blocking these bills, and there are going to be more vetoes. I mean, there could be more vetoes as soon as today. It's just going to continue happening.
Right. The other one was something that came from Senator Ruth Johnson, our former Secretary of State, that would make sure that the Secretary of State's office can't slow walk voter-initiated legislation petitions, like we saw with the Emergency Powers Act. And I guess it would give 100 days. That seems to be a fair question, too. I also wanted to briefly touch with you. I said three stories that you broke. The other one is that it appears that mask mandates are keeping kids in classrooms.
Yes. I mean, the data out of the Department of Health and the data that we've analyzed so far shows that these school mask mandates are working. And, you know, what we looked at was counties across the state, counties where there are countywide school mask mandates are seeing lower rates of infections than many counties where there aren't. And it's just a trend. The data is pretty clear right now on this, and it's going to be interesting to see how counties in the state respond to it.
Yeah, also have to adjust for vaccination rates in those counties and also just the level of infection. But, yeah, some very, very interesting results there showing that partial mandates, though, are also quite effective. Craig, thanks so much. You have a great week. Look for Craig's stuff in the Detroit News. Back with more on the Paul W. Smith Show.